Good morning.
早安。
If you read about the weather in other parts of the world, I bet you're really happy you live here.
如果你知道你有听到新闻的话，你知道这个整个世界现在都是在热啊，非常的热，所以你高兴你会住在这个地方。
And today we have a pretty hard message.
我们今天的信息可能是非常的。有点难听得懂。
Yeah, as we're looking at the reality of hell.
是因为我们是要看地狱的真实。
But Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free."
在圣经里面讲说，真理会让你得自由。
And one thing for sure is, we become aware of the truth of hell. Oh, how happy we are to know for sure we're going to heaven.
但如果我们知道地狱的真实性的话，我们对这个有认识的话，我们就非常的高兴，我们将有一天会跟主同在。
Okay, so this is a very important message for everybody.
这是一个非常重要的信息。
Okay, so let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你自己的话语。
And we thank you for revealing to us, Lord, the realities of the unseen world.
让我们看到这个在事实上还没有看到的一些真实的情况。
And you warned us about hell.
你警告我们关于地狱的真实。
As well as told us the way how we can know for sure we have eternal life in heaven.
也可以帮助我们真的知道怎么样我们可以得到这样一个永生的生命。
So we pray, Father, your Holy Spirit will come and guide us into your truth.
今天我们知道你的圣灵会自己带领我们进入你的真理。
That it will motivate us to be a more outgoing witness for you.
所以帮助我们更愿意主动的去对那些还没有认识的人传福音。
That it will cause us to love our salvation more than ever.
让我们更珍惜我们的有的已经有的永生。
And cause us to love you more because of what you've done for us.
你为我们所做的上，我们能够更愿意更多的爱你。
So open your truth about hell to us now.
真的是把打开你自己的话语啊，向我们显现。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们将祷告祈求奉主圣名。
Amen. All right. So we just want to do a quick review.
我们要来复习一下。
Right. This is part two. And I guess if you missed it, you could go online and you could review the PowerPoint.
如果你愿意的话，你可以到我们的那个 FIC 的那个网站，然后这上面有那个讲道，也有录音的讲道。
But we looked at five proofs that there is a literal lake of fire somewhere in the earth right now.
所以我们可以看到，在地球的里面有五个证明地狱的存在。
And it's awaiting those who die without taking care of their sin problem.
但他如果他们没有解决他们罪的问题的话，他们就会等在那个地方。
And we know it's real because Jesus Christ taught a real, literal hell.
And 我们知道是真实的，因为耶稣基督亲自教导我们这个真实永恒的地狱。
And he's omniscient; he knows everything, and it's impossible for him to lie.
他是无所不知、无所不能，所以他不可能说谎。
Okay. And the church has faithfully taught the reality of hell throughout its history.
在教会在整个历史里面就一直的教导我们啊地狱的存在。
Okay. And science supports the reality of hell.
And 科学也同样的证明这个地狱的存在。
Right, thousands and thousands of near-death experience.
有上千的人，非常多的人证人，让我们看到濒死体验的经验。
Right, they don't prove there's a hell, but they bear witness to its reality.
他们虽然没有办法证实地狱的存在，但是他们自己经历过，所以他们有这样的一个体验。
It's clear we don't cease to exist when our physical body dies.
所以我们非常清楚的，我们虽然的生肉体虽然死了，但是我们并没有真的，我们的灵魂还没有死。
And God's creation reveals that there's a literal lake of fire inside the earth.
神的创造让我们可以看到，在地球的里面有个火，有个火湖。
Right. Volcanoes is one of the main ways everybody can see.
每一个人都知道，就是火山是一个火湖的一个部分。
Most important, God's word reveals the reality of hell.
最重要就是神的话启示了地狱的存在。
But also, it's just important, praise God, His word teaches us how we can avoid going there.
但最重要是我们要赞美我们的神，我们知道我们怎么样可以逃避去地狱。
Okay. And if you want to avoid hell, don't be caught dead without Jesus.
如果你不想要去地狱的话，你必须要认识我们的主耶稣基督。
Can you turn to your neighbor and tell him, "Don't be caught dead without Jesus"?
你不要还没有认识耶稣你就死了。
All right, that's the key right there.
这是一个最重要的。
You got to make your peace with God before you die.
你跟神必须要解决你们之间中有一个这样一个平安。
And in part one, we learned there's a lot of propaganda out there to keep us from believing in hell.
我们在第一个部分里面讲了，外面有很多宣传，让我们觉得说地狱根本不可能存在。
Or if you do believe in hell, to convince you that for sure you're not going there.
就算有地狱的话，他们说服你，你不可能会去那里。
Okay. And as we saw, only about 58% of people believe in hell in America right now.
曾有做这样一个研究，大概只有58%的人在美国相信有地狱。
But Hell and judgment are mentioned over 230 times in the New Testament. How could you miss it?
在新约里面却讲到地狱跟审判讲了234次，你怎么可能忽略呢？
Okay, but it seems like only 1% believe they're going to be judged and go to hell.
但只有1%的人他们相信他们有一天会去地狱。
Sounds like Satan is winning this spiritual propaganda battle.
看到了撒旦在这边似乎已经赢了这场战争。
Okay.So the truth of hell, will you believe before it's too late?
地狱的真相，你会不会相信说已经太晚了呢？
See, before we had watches that we could wear.
然后当我们以前是戴手表的时候。
That's how they kept time.
然后我们可以知道时间。
Right, hourglasses.
哎，是有一个hourglasses.
Or minute glass, or well, you see it, you know what it is.
沙壶。
Yeah.
沙龙。
See, our problem today is we think time will just keep going on and on and on and on.
但我们现在的问题，我们就觉得这样时间好像是不是就这样一直这样咱们轮转。
We got to realize time for us will eventually run out.
但是我们知道有时候时间会结束的。
And the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not.
在这世界上的人的眼睛呢已经被弄瞎了。
It's a spiritual warfare.
这是一个属灵的一个战争。
Okay, there's a famous man Adoniram Judson.
And 这边有一个很有名的人叫做 Adoniram Judson.
Right, he became the first missionary to Burma.
他是在缅甸做一个宣教士。
In the beginning of the 1800s.
是在19世纪的时候。
Millions of people came to Christ because of him.
上百万的人成为基督徒是因为他的关系。
He was a very brilliant young boy.
他是一个非常有勇气的一个年轻人。
His mother taught him to read in 1 week.
但他的妈妈教他在一个礼拜就知道他怎么会读书。
When he was 3 years old.
但他才三岁那个时候。
And then he started college when he was 16.
他16岁就进了大学。
And he graduated the top of his class in 3 years.
他在三年之内就从第一名这样毕业。
But he made some ungodly friends in college.
但是呢，他交结了很多不认识神的朋友。
And they convinced them there was no God, there was no hell.
他们说服他说这世界上没有天堂与地狱。
It just all ends when you die.
哎，你死了就结束了。
And one of his friends that convinced him of that was a young man named Ames.
哎，他这有个年轻人是这样说服他，他的名字叫 Ames.
Jacob Ames.
Jacob Ames.
And when he graduated college, he'd lost his Christian faith.
所以当他从那个大学毕业的时候，他已经不再信神。
When he told his parents, it broke their heart.
他当时跟他父母在讲的时候，父母亲非常的伤心。
And he was going to go out on his own into some kind of acting career.
所以他那时候想要去做那个演员。
And he borrowed a horse from an uncle.
他向他的叔叔借了一匹马。
And one day as he's traveling, he stopped at an inn.
And so, you know, 他有时候他去旅行的时候，他就到一个客栈停下来。
And the owner of the inn said, "I only have one room left, but it's going to be noisy."
And 那客栈的主人跟他讲说，就一个房间，但是这房间呢很吵。
If you don't mind, the man next room to you is very sick and moaning and groaning.
And 说，因为如果你不介意的话，你隔壁的人呢，他非常非常的吵，因为他常在那边呻吟。
So Judson hardly slept.All night.
所以整个晚上，这个年轻人几乎没办法睡觉。
Because he could hear that man there moaning and groaning and screaming in pain.
And 那个这个隔壁的人呢，一直在呻吟，非常痛苦的在里面发出声音。
Then it was quiet, and he fell asleep briefly.
And 总算快那个声音停下来了，他就可以睡觉。
And when he woke up in the morning, he asked the owner of the inn, "How's that man doing?"
And 第二天他起来的时候，他就问那个店主人，他说：“哎，隔壁的人怎么样了？”
He said, "Oh, he's dead. He passed away last night."
他说，哦，他已经过世了。
And so Adoniram asked him, "Do you know who it was?"
And 这个年轻人就问他说，你知道这个人是谁吗？
Yes, a young man named Jacob Ames.
所以这个店主人说，呀，这个是一个年轻人，他名字就是他的这个年轻人他的朋友 Jacob Ames.
It was his friend that caused him to give up his Christian faith.
他的朋友影响他，让他成为不愿意信主。
He was stunned.
他非常的惊讶。
And he realized that hell had literally opened up its mouth and snatched Jacob Ames from the earth.
地狱的门就一向开了，就把他这个他的朋友给带走。
And he realized this couldn't be coincidence that the man that caused him to give up his Christian faith died screaming in the room next door to him.
他觉得这不可能是巧合，怎么样一个一个人把他带离开基督他的信仰，就在他的隔壁的房间死去。
Well, God got a hold of his heart that night.
所以在那天晚上，神抓住他的心。
He entered a seminary.
他就后来到神学院去念书。
Became one of the first missionaries to Burma.
所以他成为第一个到缅甸去做宣教士的。
Today, there's millions of people that believe in Jesus.Because of a man that returned to his faith because of the reality of hell.
And 今天有上百万人成为基督徒，就是因为这位宣教士，当他看到地狱的真实。
See, now we're going to look at Jesus' account, which is a true history, a true knowledge about life after death.
让我们今天看耶稣怎么讲到死后的地狱的一些真实。
This Luke 16 is not a parable.
And 我们看到路加福音十六章这个地方讲不是一个比喻。
Okay, Jesus is not saying the kingdom of heaven is like.
And 就是讲说在天堂是光。
Okay, it doesn't have the characteristics of a parable.
这个地方呢，我们可以看到它并没有那个像比喻的一些特性。
This is real history here.
这是一个真实的一个历史。
Real people.
是真实的人物。
Right, Jesus is the omniscient creator of everything.
And 耶稣基督他是无所不知的神。
He knew these two men, and he knew everything that was going on in hell at this time.
他知道这两个人，也知道在地狱里面发生的事情。
Right.And it's a warning given to the covetous Pharisees.
他是给那些非常贪心的法利赛人的一些警告。
These Pharisees were very religious people.
And 这些法利赛人他们是非常有宗教的信仰。
But they were wealthy religious people.
但他们是非常非常的富裕。
They had a lot of money.
他们有很多的钱。
And they thought because of that God had blessed them.
And 因为他们拥有很多钱，他们觉得神祝福了他们。
But they were lost.
但是其实他们是失落的。
And Jesus is trying to get their attention with this true story.
所以耶稣呢，用这个故事来去警告他们。
It's a profound revelation of life after death.
这是一个非常深刻生命的一个启示。
So now we're going to just go through it verse by verse.
我们来一节一节来看这段圣经，在路加福音第十六章十九到三十一节。
And realize this is a testimony of the Lord.
这是一个神的给的一个见证。
Okay, it makes wise the simple.
让我们可以看到聪明的人会变愚拙。
Okay, we don't know a whole lot about hell.
虽然我们不对地狱并不是非常的了解。
This history is going to give us a lot of knowledge about hell.
但这个历史会帮助我们对这个地狱有更多的认识。
Because Jesus is a faithful witness.
但是耶稣他是这诚实做见证的。
He's only telling us the truth here.
他只告诉我们真实发生的事情。
He's trying to warn us.
他这边对我们的警告。
Because nobody has to go to hell.
因为没有人需要到那边去。
Okay, this testimony should cause us to fear God.
这个见证可以帮助我们能够对神有畏惧。
Okay, a rich man and a beggar, how different is their life?
一个两个完全不同的生命，一个是财主，一个是乞丐。
There was a certain rich man.
有一个财主。
He was clothed in purple and fine linen.
他是穿着紫色的袍和细麻衣的衣服。
And he fared sumptuously. He had big feasts every day.
每天都有奢华宴乐。
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus.
但是同样有一个讨饭的。
See, Jesus doesn't give names if it's a parable.
在圣经里面，如果是比喻的话，里面没有名字。
Both these men were real men.
但我们可以看到这两个人都有名字。
Now Lazarus' name is important.
And 这个地方讲到这个讨饭的叫拉撒路。
It means whom God helps.
是因为讲到说这个人是被神帮助的。
Lazarus was a man.Who trusted in the help of God.
这个拉撒路呢，他是信任神的一个人。
And he was laid at the gate of the rich man with sores all over his body.
他全身长了非常多的疮。
So that means he's an invalid and he's gravely ill.
他是非常的他的身得的病非常的严重。
Now Jesus teaches us the rich man ignored the poor around him.
但我们可以看到这个财主呢忽略他旁边的穷人。
Important question to you.
你问你一个问题，你会忽略这些穷人在你的身边吗？
And if that's, do I?
会不会我会不会忽略？
Okay.And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table.
他只要想到若财主桌上掉的一些零碎的食物的话，他就可以来吃。
Apparently, the rich man wasn't even giving him any of his leftovers.
但事实上呢，这财主连这些零碎都不愿意给这个讨饭的人。
Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores.
这个狗呢，这边舔他的疮。
Come on, if there was a poor beggar who was sick and had sores all over his body, and he's sitting at your front door.
这边有个讨饭的，他非常的饥饿，身上又长了疮，他就坐在那门口。
Are you just going to ignore him?
你就会这样的忽视吗？
Are you going to call the police to come take him away?
你还是会打电话给警察，叫他把他带走。
Are you going to try and do something and help him?
你还是会，你愿意去帮助这个讨饭的人。
This rich man easily could have helped him, but he doesn't.
这个财主可以帮助他，但他没有。
Jesus warned us that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle.Than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣警告我们，一个骆驼穿过针眼比财主进神的国更容易。
You know, I would say every one of us here has to be considered rich when we consider ourselves compared to the whole world together.
我们在中间每一个人，我们可以都说我们是富有的人，如果我们跟全世界的人来比的话。
And Jesus warns us there's a lot of dangers involved in wealth.
我们这边是警告我们，当我们有很多的财富的时候的话，是很多的危险。
Apparently, it makes it hard to trust God.
这样的话，因为有财富，让我们更不容易去信任神。
Because when you got enough money, a house, and enough clothes, enough food, it's so easy just to be ungodly, live without God.
你有钱有房子的话，就你觉得你不需要神。
Okay, so this is very important for us.
这是一个非常重要的一件事实。
And even his disciples said, "Well, then, who can be saved?"
但是呢，他的门徒说，那谁能够得救呢？
And Jesus said, "With men, it's impossible."
And 在人看是不可能的。
A poor man can't save himself.
这个贫穷的人没有办法拯
救他自己。A rich man can't save himself.
甚至财主也没办法拯
救他自己。An educated man can't save himself.
没有人可以真这样拯救他。
Who then can be saved?
那谁能得救呢？
Jesus said, "With man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are
possible." 在人凡事不能，但在神凡事都能。
It always comes back to your relationship with God.
就我这边要回到我们跟神之间的关系。
How different their eternal destiny.
但是你可以看到他们永恒的去处的不同。
Okay. Now the beggar died, and he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
但是这个讨饭的人死了，他就被天使带去亚伯拉罕的怀里去。
The rich man also died and was buried.
财主也死了，并埋葬。
See, the beggar, they didn't bury beggars.
但是呢，在那个时候呢，讨饭的人他们不把他埋葬的。
Especially diseased ones.
特别是他有病的话。
He would have been thrown on the garbage dump.
他会被就丢到那个垃圾堆里去。
And burned.
然后把它烧掉。
In a fire there.
在那边，因为有火可以。
That's what happened to his body.
And 所以呢，他就是这样死的。
But you can imagine the rich man must have had an amazing funeral.
但是我们可以看到，这个财主呢，一定有一个非常丰盛的一个葬礼。
And I'm sure they had a rabbi come and preach a beautiful sermon on how great a life he lived.
所以呢，他会有很多人来在帮他过这样一个豪华的一个葬礼。
The rich man died and was buried, had a nice funeral.
所以财主呢有一个很好的一个葬礼。
But in hell, he lifts up his eyes, being in torment.
但是呢，他的阴间却受非常大的痛苦。
And he sees Abraham far off.
但他很远的地方看到亚伯拉罕。
This is not a parable. Abraham's real.
And 这个地方并不是一个比喻，因为亚伯拉罕是真实的。
And the rich man sees Lazarus in Abraham's bosom.
他看到这个财主看到那个拉撒路在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
Okay.Jesus told us Abraham was alive somewhere.
所以耶稣告诉我们，这个拉撒路在某个地方是活着的。
See, and in the Old Testament, when it says somebody was brought to their ancestors, he's telling us there's life after death. You're going to go be with your ancestors when you die.
在圣经里常常讲到说这些祖先的时候，他在讲到这些祖先的时候，就讲到说死后还是有生命。
Okay.Now our character doesn't change after we die.
在我们死了以后，我们的个性是不会改变的。
Look at the rich man here.
我们可以看看这个财主。
And he cried. He's in torment. He cried and said.
他非常的痛苦，所以在那边大喊着说
Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip his finger in water.
我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒勒人用指甲尖点水，凉凉我的舌头。
And come cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame.
我这边非常的痛苦，所以呢，我在这个火里面来用那个水凉凉我的舌头。
So notice that he still thinks Lazarus is his personal slave.
在那个时候，他仍然想说拉撒路是他的像一个仆人一样。
He still thinks he's a nobody.
哎，他觉得拉撒路是一个不值一文的人。
Some poor sick beggar that rich people look down on.
哎，这是一个这个讨饭的人，是我们是不屑一顾的。
Nothing changed after he died.
其实他死了以后，他的观念都没有改变。
You're not going to change after you die.
就算是我们死了以后，我们也不会改变。
Jesus is giving us a real life example and a warning.
哎，这边耶稣给我们一个非常真实的一个例子的警告。
See, while you're alive, now's the time to work on your character.
And 当你在活着的时候，在这方你真的是愿意要好好去操练你自己的品德。
Now's the time to repent of your sins and start living a better life for the glory of God.
And 真的在你的生命里面，你真的是愿意悔改，然后像神一样，然后再像神的的生命。
Benjamin Franklin's a really interesting guy. One of the founding fathers of our nation.
Benjamin Franklin, 他是我们这个美国的一个创始的，所以他创始人。
Okay, and he's a very interesting because he set goals when he was a young man.
他在很年轻的时候，他就设定一些目标。
He decided, my goal is to be perfect morally.
他放一个目标，就说我的品德要。
So he picked out 13 virtues.
他会选择13个做人的美德。
And he would take a week at a time and work on each one, and then go back and go through that list again.
所以他每个礼拜呢，他会这边设定一个目标，说这个礼拜我是在这个地方特别要有去操练。
One was temperance.
And 有一个呢是讲到节制。
Don't eat too much. Don't eat too much bad stuff.
不要吃太饱，也不要吃太过量，不要吃不好的东西。
One was chastity, about living a moral life.
And 就是讲另外一个讲要过一个贞洁的一个生活。
One was justice, do what's good and do what's right to other people.
做一个正直的人，对别人要有公平。
But he set goals to work on these character traits and stuck with them his whole life.
在他的整个一生里面，他就有这样的一个目标，希望他的品德是尽量的完美。
And he writes when he's 79 years old, he attributed the fact that he pursued these goals to being healthy and happy at 79 years old.
所以他希望他在79岁的时候还是非常的健康。
Are you working on your character?
你有没有在你自己的个性上、品性上去真的在里面努力？
I mean, do you think you're so good you can't be any better?
你会不会觉得你已经非常好了，不需要再进步了？
You're so kind to your husband or wife or children that you can't improve?
所以呢，你是非常的慷慨，所以在你的儿子跟你的家人面前，你都不需要再有改变。
Are you so deceived that you think I'm so good? God has to take me to heaven.
你会觉得说，因为你已经非常好了，神一定会把我带到天堂。
No, we all have a lot of growing to do. And
对我们来讲，其实每一个人都需要有很多的成长。
And we better have some goals to grow in holiness.
在我们的圣洁里面，我们真的圣洁需要朝着这个圣洁的目标，我们真的需要努力的去进步。
See, heaven and hell guarantee ultimate justice.
天堂与地狱会保证终极的一个正义。
Okay, Abraham said, "Remember that thou in thy lifetime received good things."
And 亚伯拉罕说，儿啊，你该回想你生前所享过的福。
And likewise, Lazarus, evil things.
And 拉撒路也受过苦。
But now he's comforted, and you're tormented.
但是他现在这边得安慰，你却受痛苦。
Wow, now God's goodness should have caused the rich man to repent.
And 这边因为话对这个财主的话是要求他能够悔改。
You see, there is a payday someday.
总是有一天你要一定要对你所做的付代价。
Do you know in America alone, there's 2,000 murders where they never catch the murderer?
And 在美国的话，有差不多有2,000 daily.
A year, 2,000.
每一年只有2,000个呢谋杀案是没有办法找到凶手的。
Somebody murdered somebody, and they think they got away with it.
有些人他们去把 别人谋杀了，他自己却逃掉了惩罚，他觉得他可以永远逃掉这惩罚。
But because there's a righteous God that controls everything，
但那边有个正义的神，他在那边有这个控制。
There is a payday someday，
有一天你一定会为你所做的付代价。
That's what hell is. That's what it's about.
这边就是地狱讲的，然后这是地狱讲的你将来要去的一个地方。
Every wrong will be made right，
在这边错的话会。所做的话还将来还是要被更正的。
And every good thing you did will be rewarded eventually.
你所做的对的话，神会给奖赏。
That's right. Judgment will always be according to our works.
And 这边讲到神的话给的审判的话是根据我们所做的。
There's no rapist that's ever going to get away.
但将来没有一个能够强暴人的能够。逃离这个惩罚。
No murderer is ever going to escape.
没有一个谋杀人的可以逃掉。
No thief is ever going to get away.
小偷也不可能逃掉。
From the ultimate judgment of God.
到最后一定会受到神的审判。
And that's why it's so important to prepare for eternity.
所以是非常重要的，我们自己要预备，我们将到永恒那边去。
There is a way to stay out of hell, but there's no way to get out.
但有办法不进到地狱去的，但是呢，你进去就出不来。
Abraham said, "Beside this, between you and us, there's a great gulf fixed."
这不但这样，在你我之间有深渊的限定。
So those that would pass from you to us can't, and we can't pass from here to you.
所以人要从那边过到你们那边是不能的，啊，这边到那边也是不可以的。
So in other words, once you die, that's it. Your eternity is set.
但你死亡了以后，这个决定就已经做了决定了。
There's a true story.
这边有一个真实的一个故事。
President Calvin Coolidge, he was presiding over the U.S. Senate.
And 这个副总统 Calvin Coolidge, 他那个时候是在那个 Senate 里面做主席。
Yeah, don't think things are worse under Trump.
你会觉得说在我们受总统 Trump 已经是够糟糕了。
Because one senator angrily told another, "Go to hell."
And 在这里面有一个参议员讲了一个更好，不，你到地狱去。
And he was upset. And he complained to Calvin Coolidge.
And 所以这个参议员非常的非常生气，他就向这个 Calvin Coolidge 去抱怨。
So Coolidge was looking down at a book.
And 这 Coolidge 那时候在那看一本书。
And then he looks up.
然后头抬起来。
And he said, "I've read the rule book."
我这边讲到说这个规则的规则。
You don't have to go to hell if you don't want.
因为你不想去的话，你不会去地狱的。
That's what he said.
这就是他说的。
And that's the truth. Jesus is telling us you don't have to go to hell.
但耶稣跟我们这边警告说，你不需要去地狱。
Nobody has to go to hell.
没有人需要去地狱。
Hell is real.
但是地狱是真实的。
And that's what the good news is.
但这就是好消息。
How to be saved so you don't spend eternity there.
所以我们可以被得拯救，所以我们不需要到这个永恒的火湖里去。
If they could, even the dead in hell would warn us.
And 如果死去的人可以的话，他们也会发出对我们的警告。
The rich man said, "I pray thee, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house."
所以这财主呢，就是我主啊。如果是这样的话，求你打发拉撒路到我的主父家去。
For I have five brethren.
啊，这边说我有五个兄弟。
Have Lazarus testify to them, lest they come here too.
让这个拉撒路对他们去做见证，免得他们来到这个痛苦的地方。
See, he loves his family.
他很爱他的家人。
Even though he was lost, he still loves his family.
所以他非常失落，可他还是爱他的家人。
That won't change after you die.
但是他死的话，也不会改变这个事实。
And Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them."
但亚伯拉罕说，他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。
But the greatest source of truth is God's word.
但真理最大的来源是神的话语。
Okay. He said, "Nay, Father Abraham, but if somebody went on to them from the dead, they will repent."
但他说，我主亚伯拉罕不是的，若有一个从死里复活到他们那里去，他们必要悔改。
You think people get saved because of miracles?
你真的觉得人他悔改是因为奇迹吗？
Not very often.
但其实不是的。
Okay. Most people get saved because they hear the word of God and they believe.
大部分人他们悔改是因为他听到神他自己的话。
Abraham says, if they won't hear Moses and the prophets, neither would they believe if somebody returned from the dead.
亚伯拉罕说，若他们不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。
Now, interesting thing is, Jesus literally proves this by raising Lazarus from the dead.
And 我们这边看到耶稣可以证明这点，因为他把拉撒路从死里复活。
Right, we all know the story of Lazarus in John 11.
我们可以看在约翰福音第十二章讲到耶稣怎么样把拉撒路从死里复活。
Well, here's an amazing thing.
但这边有一个非常奇异的事情。
You know, you can buy harmonies of the gospel where they put everything in chronological order.
你可以买到一个圣经，它是讲到事情发生的先后的次序。
And amazing, I'm reading on this page about Lazarus and the rich man.
但我在这边看到这个，这圣经里面讲到这个财主跟这个讨饭的人。
And do you know what the very next event chronologically is in the life of Jesus?
但是我们可以看到下面发生的，在耶稣他的生平里发生的下面一件事情。
John chapter 11, where he raises another man named Lazarus from the dead.
就是约翰福音第十一章里面讲到耶稣怎么把拉撒路从死里复活。
And what happened when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead?
但我们可以看到发生什么样的事情，当耶稣把拉撒路从死里复活。
What did the Pharisees do?
那些法利赛人他们的反应。
That's when they started planning how to murder Jesus.
所以说他们就开始有计划要把耶稣给杀死。
And then because so many people were coming to see Lazarus who had risen from the dead,
因为有非常多的人想来看。
The religious people, the Pharisees.
这些有宗教的这些法利赛人。
I mean, that's us. We're the religious people.
我们是一些有宗教的人。
They plan now also to kill Lazarus.
他们开始设下陷阱，要把拉撒勒跟耶稣给杀死。
Now, if you're not going to believe God's truth because of this word, you wouldn't believe even if one of your own friends came back from the dead.
And 如果你不相信圣经里面所讲的话，你也不可能会相信你的朋友从死里复活。
See, it's a heart problem.
这是一个心的心态的问题。
And your character, your heart don't change after
you die. 你的个性跟你的心死后也不会改变。
And so we can put together a little picture here from this.History.
What? 我们从这个历史上，我们来可以看到这个图画。
So you have the grave.
你这边有是坟墓。
Right, the rich man's body was put in the grave.
And 这个财主他的死了以后，他被放在坟墓里面。
But you see, the rich man also had a soul.
然后他同样还有他的灵魂。
And there's part of hell, Tartarus for angels.
这个地方是讲到地狱。
And here's what's called Hades in Greek.
And 在这希腊文是讲到这个字呢是地狱，中文的话是叫或叫黄泉。
Hades has two parts, paradise and hell.
但是这个地方有两个部分，一个是讲的乐园， yeah. 另外一个是讲地狱。
And so paradise is where Lazarus went.
And 拉撒路呢是这个停在那个乐园里面。
The angels came and took him there.
但是呢，那个天使把他接下来，把他放在那里。
Okay. But the rich man went.To the place of torment, hell.
但这个财主呢，去到被受折磨的一个地方，就在地狱。
And once you're in hell,
你进到地狱里。
Eventually, okay, there's a gulf you can never get out.
And 在那个深渊里呢，这个深渊是没有办法让你离开的。
Right, and there's a bottomless pit somewhere inside this.
这是一个非常非常深的一个深渊。
And you can't get out of hell, and eventually you're cast into the eternal lake of fire.
因为你没有办法从那里面出来，所以你将来会就到火湖里。
Okay, and that's also called the outer darkness.
这是一个最黑暗的一个地方。
The eternal hell might not be inside the earth; it might be like a black hole or something out there in space.
这是一个永恒的一个地狱。
But once you're in Hades.
但是你一在这个火湖的这个地狱里。
Your eternity is sealed.
你的永恒就已经决定了。
Because Hades will be cast into the lake of fire, Gehenna.
因为会将来在火湖里面被人焚烧、燃烧。
So paradise, Abraham's bosom before Christ's death is interesting.
这个讲到这个乐园，讲基督的死和复活以后，在这边讲亚伯拉罕的怀里。
Right. In the Old Testament, sin was only atoned or covered over.
在旧约里面讲到罪呢，是只能用赎罪给遮盖。
Sin couldn't be cleansed by the blood of animals.
因为也是的动物的血没有办法真正的洁净人的罪。
So when people died in the Old Testament, they couldn't go direct to heaven.
如果在旧约里面，当人死了，他没有办法直接到天国去。
They waited in paradise where Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were.
所以他们在那个乐园里面等待。
And paradise was somewhere inside the earth.
是在地球里面一个地方。
They were awaiting the resurrection of Jesus.
一直到耶稣的复活。
Okay, what did Jesus do the 3 days and nights that he was in the heart of the earth.
在那个地球里面，耶稣死后有三天三夜，他做了什么
？Right, we're told he descended into hell.
在那边讲他下到地下去。
And I hope you'll take your notes and look up all these scriptures because they give you more understanding.
我希望你能够有时候做笔记，你去看这些圣经里面每一个地方都有他的经文。
Okay, Jesus' body was placed in a tomb.
他的身体是放到一个坟墓里面。
But Jesus' soul descended into hell where Abraham was.
在他的那个灵魂呢，是到亚伯拉罕的地方去。
And Jesus preached the gospel to those waiting in paradise.
在那个乐园里面，在监狱里面等候的灵神向他们传福音。
And then he raised them from the dead.
他们叫他从死里复活。
Okay, but those that were in hell, the torment part,They had to stay there. They'll never get out.
但那些已经在那个火在那个地狱的另外一个部分的人，他们是永远没办法出来。
Okay, and then Jesus, when he ascended to the Father,
so 耶稣升天到父那里去。
Right, he took paradise there. He took all the righteous souls that had been waiting in paradise to heaven.
他把那在等候所有称义的那些灵在乐园里面的灵都带到了天堂。
Okay.Thus paradise was moved from inside the earth to heaven.
从这个地球里面这个乐园，然后到天堂。
I just got to see that again, whether you want to or not.
我不晓得你想不想再看，我想再看一次。
Jesus took everybody out of paradise inside the earth, and he took them up to heaven. It's now called the third heaven.
他把所有乐园等待称义的灵全部带到天堂，讲到第三个。
Okay, so paradise has moved to heaven after Christ's death and resurrection.
所以乐园呢，就到天堂是在基督死而复活以后发生的事情。
Because the blood of Jesus actually takes away our sin, actually cleanses it. It's not there anymore.
因为耶稣基督的血是实际上挪去、洁净并洗净我们所有的罪恶。
所有的 I like that word. That's all in English.
这是所有 all.
Because the devil loves to come to you and say, "Yeah, Jesus died for all your sins."Except that one.
撒旦很愿意跟你讲说，呀，他为你说，所有的罪都洁净，除了一个。
Listen to God's word, not the devil's whispers in your ear.
所以你要听到神的话，不是听到撒旦在你的耳边。
The blood of Jesus cleanses every sin.
耶稣基督血是实际上清洁所有的罪。
And that's why when we die now, we go directly to heaven.
所以当我们死了以后，我们就会到天国。
To be with the Lord.
与神同在。
And as Paul said, that's far better than even living on this earth right now.
所以我们知道那个地方呢是比现在的好的太多了。
When you know the truth of heaven, you're looking forward to going. You're not dreading it. Okay?
如果你知道天国的真相的话，你是会非常高兴要去那里。
If you don't know if you're going to heaven or hell when you die, of course you don't want to leave this world.
所以如果你不知道天堂的真相，或者知道天堂跟地狱的不同的话，当然你想要留在这世界上。
Right? We all have a body and a soul.
我们每一个人都有身体跟灵魂。
Okay, the rich man's physical body was in the grave.
在这个财主呢，他的身体在他的是在坟墓里。
But his soul was in hell.
但他的灵魂却在地狱里。
In Hades.
是在这个地狱。
Destined for the eternal hell Gehenna.
这是一个永恒的一个地狱。
Okay, we must understand the nature of the soul.
我们必须要了解灵魂的本质。
See, the soul is the real me.
这个灵魂是我们真正的我。
This body is the house I live in. The scripture we read.
我们这边在圣经上可以看，我们的身体就像一个房屋一样。
All right, so, Our body has five physical senses.
我们的身体有五个感官。
And our soul has five spiritual senses to experience the spiritual realm.
但我们属灵呢也有五个感官来体验属灵的领域。
And you got to look up these scriptures on your own.
我们来看看圣经上面怎么讲的。
But we have spiritual sight.
我们可以看有灵的眼睛。
We have spiritual hearing.
灵的听觉。
We have spiritual tasting.
有灵的味觉。
We have spiritual smelling.
有灵的嗅觉。
We have spiritual feeling.
有灵的感觉。
See, your soul is the real you.
这个灵魂是真正的你。
Right, this body is just the house the real me lives in.
我们这个身体只是我们一个房子，暂时住在这里的。
Okay.And so the souls of both Lazarus and the rich man, they could speak, they could hear, they could see, and they could feel.
所以他们死后，你看拉撒路跟这个财主，他照样可以能说能听能看，有感觉。
See, about half the commentaries tell you this is a parable.
但这边的话有你不要去相信，有时候有些 解经的说这只是一个比喻。
So you miss the reality of hell here.
这是你就会不会真的了解这个地狱的真实性。
And you miss the fact that your soul is the real you.
你又忘，你就会不再会忽视灵魂才是真正的你。
Your soul has eyes, fingers, a tongue, etc.
你的灵魂有这个舌头，有手指，有眼睛。
Right? This is my body.
这是我一个身体。
I'm old and gray now.
我已经有很多的白发了。
Right? But see, my soul would be like my hand.
我的一个灵魂就像我自己的手。
See, the soul is the real me.
这个我的手才真正的我的灵魂是我，
right?
我真正的自己。
I use this body.
我是用这个手套就像以我的一个身体。
Before I was saved, I just used it for my own pleasure.
但在我还没有得救以前呢，我用作为享乐自己的事情。
After I got saved, now I use this body for the glory of God.
但是当我这被神拯救了以后呢，我就来用这个来服侍我的神。
When my soul leaves my body,
但当我的灵魂离开我的身体以后，
that body don't move anymore.
这个身体就不再动了。
See, because the real me, the living me, is what allows this body to move.
一个真的我的这个灵魂是能够让这个房屋或者像这个手套一样能动的。
Physical death is when your soul leaves your physical body.
身体的死是当你的灵魂离开你所住的地方。
Yeah.So science cannot study the soul because it's not material.
科学没有办法研究灵魂的原因是因为它不是物质的。
So if you want to know about your soul and about where you're going to spend eternity, you better listen to Jesus.
如果说你想真正知道你将来永恒你要去哪里，你的灵魂的话，你就真的是要认识耶稣。
Our soul is apparently designed just like our physical body.
我们的灵魂就像好像设计像我们自己的身体一样。
Five physical senses.
有五个感官。
Five.Spiritual soul senses,
但也同样有五个属灵的感官。
Perfect match.
这是一个非常完美的配合。
Did you ever wonder why our physical bodies are so marvelously and wonderfully made?
你有没有常常想到说你自己我们的身体是如此奇妙可畏的创造？
Well, very simple.
因为非常的简单。
It was designed to interact with our soul.
它是创造就是能够这个灵与我们的这个身体有互动。
And it's designed to live forever.
然后呢，它这样设计是我们可以永远的活着。
That's why this physical body is unbelievably complicated and amazing.
所以我们这样一个身体呢，是一个非常非常一个复杂的，是非常奇妙的。
Now the rich man's location.
那我们可以看到这财主后来到哪里去。
He is not in purgatory.
他不再是在只在炼狱的地方。
He is in hell.
他是在地狱里。
And he'll never get out for all eternity.
他永恒永远不可能从那里出来。
He said, "I'm tormented in this flame."
他是说我在这个地方这样火炼火被烧。
Okay, science can tell us something about how hot it is down there.
那科学家可以告诉我们地球的核心它有多热。
Apparently 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
差不多是12,000度的热。
Right now, billions of people are in hell without any hope.
现在有数亿的人在地狱里面没有任何的希望。
The consequences of ignoring God's warnings of judgment.
因为他们忽略神对他们的警告。
They didn't PFE.
他们没有在这边预备为永生预备好。
Go ahead, ask your neighbor. What in the world does PFE stand for?
什么是 PFE? 你问你的邻舍。
Okay. Well, it's an interesting... this was a movie, not a real story.
这是一个电影，这不是一个真实的故事。
There was this bad lady.
这边有一个非常坏的女人。
And she committed murder.
她杀了人。
She goes to prison.
然后她到了监狱里。
She figures out a way to escape.
她想了一个办法怎么逃走。
See, people die in prison.
And 有人很多人在监狱里面。
This would have been years ago.
这是很多年前。
Right, and there was a undertaker who would build the caskets and then take them out and bury them.
所以在监狱里面有一个专门是在处理死人的一些人，然后把这些死人从监狱里面把他带出去。
So this lady made a friendship with the undertaker.
所以这个女人就跟这个人呢就做了一个协定。
And convinced him to help her get out.
说服他怎么样让这个人把他从监狱里带出去。
So when somebody died, they would ring a bell in the prison.
所以在监狱里面，当有人死了的话，我们就会有铃声。
So the plan was the next time she heard the bell,
所以如果是你听到有铃声的话,
she would sneak down into the basement where the body is kept.
所以呢,她就跟她讲说,你呢,你就到地下室,然后是这个,尸体存藏的地方。
And she would get in the casket with the dead body.
然后她就到那个棺材里面跟那个尸体一起藏在里面。
And then the undertaker would take them out and bury it and come back hours later and dig her up and let her go.
然后呢,这个专门处理尸体的人呢,就会把这个棺材怎么带出去，然后把它放在土里埋葬了，然后晚上几个小时以后再把这个棺材给挖出来。
So the bell rang.
所以后来他听到这个铃声。
She snuck down into the basement.
他就偷偷跑到地下室去。
She got into the coffin.
他就跑到那棺材里。
Put the top on.
然后。
Put the top on the coffin.
然后那个棺材的呢就盖起来了。
And she's waiting.
所以他在那边等待。
Then some people come by and they start taking the coffin out.
所以他感觉到有人就把这个棺材慢慢移出去了。
And she's so happy it's going to work.
他说非常非常开心，说哇，这个计谋成功。
Then she can feel when they put her in the grave.
他也可以感觉到他们把她放在一个放在土里。
She can hear the dirt being poured on top of
her. 然后他也听到那个土呢就在那个放到棺材上。
Now she knows she just needs to wait a little.
他只要等待时间。
But she waits and she waits and she waits.
他一直等，一直等，一直等。
The undertaker didn't come.
奇怪，这个专门处理死人尸体的人没有来。
So she's getting worried.
他有点开始焦急了。
She took out a match and lit the match.
所以他带了一个火柴，把火柴就是要点燃。
And she realizes the person who died was the undertaker.
这个在死在棺材里的人，原来就是要帮他从这个逃出去的人，他死了。
And then in the movie, you hear the screams as the camera pulls away.
但你可以看到，在这个电影里面就听到这个女人尖叫，然后这个摄影机就慢慢慢慢这样离开。
That's kind of what happened to the rich man.
这就是好像在描述这个财主发生在他身上的事情。
The thing is, we're not told he was a particularly bad sinner.
我们这边不讲说这财主并不是一个非常坏的一个罪人。
Outwardly, he seems successful, educated, moral.Loved his family.
他似乎在表面上他是非常一个成功的，有受过教育呢，然后他对家里是个好的成员。
But there's a difference between being a sinner.
但是呢，有一个不同点是罪犯。
Or a criminal in the eyes of other people.
在别人的眼里面是罪犯。
And being a sinner in the eyes of a holy God.
在神里面的眼里是罪人。
We're all sinners.
我们每一个都是罪人。
Okay, we're all sinners.
所以我们都是罪人。
We're guilty.This rich man was guilty of many of the acceptable sins of Sodom.
这个财主呢，他犯了许多在索多玛里面讲的可以接受的罪。
Right, we all know about the immorality and the homosexuality in Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以我们可以看在索多玛里面所犯到很多的一些罪，讲到一些同性恋的一些各方面的罪。
But Ezekiel tells us they had other sins.
那我们在以西结里面讲说他们还有其他的罪。
Pride.
他们是骄傲。
Fullness of bread like the rich man.
他们的灵是非常饱足大享。
Abundance of idleness.
他们有很多很丰裕。
Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor. Didn't care about the poor.
他们没有去扶助那些有需要帮助的穷苦的人。
See, those sins are just as bad as the immorality.
但这些可以，这些同样这些的罪呢，就跟这个不道德的是一样的。
He failed to keep the two greatest commandments: love God and love your neighbor.
他没有办法遵守最大的两个诫命，就是爱你的邻舍。
Hell will not change the sinner's heart.
地狱不会改变人的心。
Person's character doesn't change after you die.
人的品格在死后不会改变。
That's why death is eternal.
所以我们可以看到，死了以后就是一个永恒的。
Okay. You're not going to become a better person after you die.
你死了以后，你不会成为一个比较好的人。
If you're going to become a better person, you better start working on it now.
你希望能成为好的人的话，你现在就开始要这样做。
Let the Holy Spirit work in you.
再让圣灵在你里面工作。
Even in hell, he still thinks Lazarus is his water boy.
哎，他在地狱里面，他仍然觉得拉撒是他的那个给他端水的、茶水的男孩子。
He knew who Lazarus was. He recognizes him.
他知道拉撒路是谁，因为他认出他来了。
So he knew Lazarus had been waiting in his doorstep his entire life, practically.
他知道拉撒路常在他的门口那边去，是希望能够讨食物。
And he never gave Lazarus so much as a crumb, and now he wants Lazarus to come and give him water.
但他那时候从来没有给拉撒路食物，但他却希望拉撒路来服侍他。
God must be the source of our identity.
神必须是我们身份的来源。
See, the rich man has no name.
你可以看到这个财主呢，他没有名字。
He's just known as the rich man.
这边是讲说他叫财主。
See, his God was his money.
他的神就是他的财富。
And that's how he's known in hell.
所以呢，在地狱里面也是他被认知他是一个财主。
He trusted in his riches rather than God.
他信任他的财富远超过他信任神。
Very sad thing to do.
这是一个非常非常悲伤的事情。
But God's warning us here.
但那边神对我们有警告。
Okay, we're rich religious people like the Pharisees.
我们也是非常有富裕的，就像一个这个财主一样。
Are you trusting in God? Or are you trusting in your wealth?
你愿意相信神呢，还是你愿意相信你自己的财富？
The rich man's experience.
我们可以看到这个财主他自己的经历。
He's fully conscious.
他是完全清醒。
Because consciousness is in your soul.
他是因为他这个清醒是在他的灵魂里面。
He's rational, aware, and he has a memory of his earthly life.
他是有理性、有意识的。
Oh, the torment of knowing you are eternally damned with no hope of escape.
但是知道这个没有希望逃离折磨是多么可怕的折磨。
But contrast the joy of those who know they're eternally blessed.
对那些已经知道自己永恒会被祝福人的喜悦，因为他们相信基督就可以从这一切里面得救。
Do you know for sure, without a doubt, where you're going to spend eternity?
你到底知不知道你将来你要到永恒的时候你会到哪里去？
The rich man's experience, he knows why he's in hell.
他这个财主他知道他为什么在地狱。
He lacked repentance.
他因为他没有悔改。
That's his own confession.
是他自己看到的。
C.S. Lewis said there's two kind of people.
And C.S. Lewis 讲说只有两种人。
Those who pray to God, Lord, thy will be done.
那些人对神祷告说愿你的旨意成就的人。
And those who reject God.
And 有一些是拒绝神的人。
To whom God will say, thy will be done.
但是呢神说我的旨意要成就。
You choose.
你自己要选择。
Okay. The rich man's eternal destiny.
哎，我们可以看这边看财主他永恒的命运。
Little difference between Hades, the hell he was in, right now until he is cast into the eternal lake of fire.
我们可以讲到一个地狱或黄泉这个地方跟永恒的火湖之间没有什么区别。
Okay. Here's the warnings from the lost rich man.
我们可以看到这个财主对他的一个警告。
Okay.Since hell is real, nothing in this world, no sin, no pleasure, being too busy, absolutely nothing should keep us from making sure we're safe.
因为地狱是真实的，世界上没有任何的事情，没有罪，没有享乐，或者你说太忙，或没有任何的事物，应该阻止你逃脱地狱永远恐怖的折磨。
For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul?
人若赚得全世界却赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
You know, I put too busy there.Deliberately.
我这边特别写的说太忙。
My biggest mission field is Kennedy Exercise Center. That's where I go to exercise.
我呢，我最喜欢去的地方就是到那是我一个宣教的一个工厂，就是到 Kennedy 那边去做锻炼身体。
And there's this really nice guy, Loy.
And 这边有个 Loy， 他是一个非常好的人。
If you're not careful, you'll just end up talking to him for an hour instead of exercising.
有的时候你不注意的话，你会跟那边聊天就聊了一个小时，忘了锻炼身体。
But he's so friendly. I gave him one of these DVDs on Jesus.
And 呢，他是非常友善的，所以我给他这个 DVD 讲到耶稣。
I told him this is powerful. It's just the life of Jesus, the Gospel of Luke, word for word.
这边是讲到是讲那个路加福音是每一个字，所以讲耶稣的生平。
And then there's a section where they answer tough questions that you have.
但这个里面有问你一些比较难的问题。
And then there's a section of testimonies.
And 他们是有一个地方是讲说你的见证。
Hindus, Buddhists.Baptists, Presbyterians.
这边讲到很多不同的宗教，印度教跟佛教跟Baptist 浸信会。
Who had all been lost?
那些有些人他都是失落的。
And then share briefly how they got saved, true salvation.
And 这些人过去是不信神的，他们怎么样接受了神的信仰，现成为基督徒。
And one day, me and another Christian friend were there.And Lloyd was there too in the shower.
所以有一天呢，我们大家都在那边。我有另外一个基督徒的朋友也在那里。
And he asked him, "Oh, have you watched that video that Ray gave you?"
所以他我的那个基督徒的朋友就问那个 Lloyd， 你有没有在看这个 DVD？
He said, "Wow, you know, I've been so busy."
他说我太忙了。
You know, this guy plays 18 holes of golf every day.
他每天打
every day
18个洞的高尔夫球。
That's his life. Then he comes to the gym for 3 hours. He's there before I come, and he's there for 3 hours a day.
然后他每一天在花三个小时锻炼身体。
And he's there, and he's saying.I've been too busy. I haven't had time to look at it.
但他说我太忙了，所以我没有机会去看这个。
Now he's 70 something. He's not far from leaving this earth.
但他已经七十几岁了，所以也可能不会太久，他就可能离开这世界。
So I had to say, Loy, do you know what the most important thing you do in this world is? In three words.
在这个, 他对这个洛伊讲说, 你知不知道这世界上有三个字是最重要的事情?
He's thinking and he says, no, what is it?
他说我不知道到底是什么?
He said, prepare for eternity. P-F-E.
然后预备为永恒预备, P-F-E.
E. And then my other Christian friend, he's there.
我另外基督徒的朋友在那里。
And he realized, Lloyd, same thing, he's just too busy to seek God.
他知道这个Lloyd呢, 非常非常的忙碌, 然后他对神的东西并不是很有兴趣。
And he says, Lloyd, he says it loud, he goes, Lloyd,
他就讲得非常大声说, Lloyd,
he says, you know, someday every one of us is going to leave this world.
有一天我们每一个人都会离开这个世上。
And there's only two places we can go.
只有两个地方你可以去。
Either we're going to hell or we're going to heaven.
要不然你就是去地狱，要不然就是天堂。
And Lloyd, you've got to decide where you're going before you die.
所以Lloyd，在你死前，你一定要决定你要去哪里。
Got his attention.
这边是
Got his attention.
这边拿到他，他就这Lloyd拿到他的专心。
You could tell he's really thinking about it. Anybody here this morning wants this? Come get it. It's free.
I got more. If
you're seeking God, this will help you find
him. We've
got to warn people.
我们必须要警告我们周围的人。
My experience seems to be most people are just too busy.
To seek God seriously.
You know, hell helps us understand what we do every day is important because it has eternal consequences.
这个地狱呢, 是帮助我们可以, 我们每天所做的事情都是非常重要, 因为将来有一天是有一个我们要 付一个代价。
See, it is very important that you do good.
所以非常重要，我们要每天我们要看我们是做在神里面做好的事情。
You don't get to heaven by doing good.
你并不到天国是因为你做好的事情去天国。
You get to heaven by trusting Jesus alone for your salvation.
你到天国是因为你相信，专一相信，信任耶稣。
But if you really believe in Jesus,
如果你相信耶稣基督,
you want to be the best person you could possibly be.
当你相信他的话, 你就希望做一个最好的一个人。
And you want to set goals to grow in your Christian life.
在你的基督徒的生命里面, 你需要常常下一些好的目标。
To grow in your character.
所以在你的个性上有不断的在那边进步跟改变。
Because this warning was given to rich religious people, the Pharisees.
因为这个警告呢，是给这个财主跟这些法利赛人这些宗教的领袖。
And I just want to close with a testimony of somebody you all might have heard about.
我这边我要结束呢，用一个故事来跟你分享。
His name is Donald Trump.
我想你们都知道是Donald Trump.
How many of you heard about him?
所以你有多少人听过他的名字？
All right. When he was 37 years old,
当他37岁的时候,
he was interviewed on PBS.
他在PBS的时候被人家访问。
This is a quote from the interview.
这是他这边讲的，他所讲的话。
He said, I've done everything I can do.
他说我这一生我已经做所有我想要做的事情。
Sometimes I think it was a mistake to have raced through life so fast.
我有时候我在看我这生命我这样的竞跑这么样的快。
He said, I prepare for things.
我为我所做的事情我都预备。
But ultimately we all end up going, and he couldn't say where.
然后他说到最后我们都要去到一个地方，他但他并没有说去哪里。
He said, I don't believe in reincarnation, heaven or hell.
他说我并不相信重生，我也不相信天堂与地狱。
But we go someplace.
但是我们将来会到一个地方。
Do you know?
你知道你要去哪里吗？
I cannot for the life of me figure out where.
但是我真的不知道我那个地方是在哪里。
That's a picture of a man who is so busy possessing the world. He is not preparing for eternity.
这是这边看到这一个人，他这一生这么样的忙碌，为他所做的事情，但是他没有预备，他永恒有预备。Another
rich man.
这个财主.
Too busy to seriously seek God.
对吧？他太忙碌去寻找神。He'll
say, "I'm a Christian. I go to Presbyterian church."
他可以说我信神，因为我去教会。But
he doesn't know where he's going when he dies.
但他却并不知道他死后去哪里。
Hopefully some of the Christians he surrounded himself with now as president will share the truth with them and he'll get saved.
希望我们将有很多人 在这个我们的总统那旁边的人是已经认识神的，能够把他带领到信主，让他知道他哪天要去哪里。
But the most important question for us right now, right here.
最重要的一个问题今天在这里。
Have you prepared for eternity?
你是不是已经预备好了要将来到永恒那里去？
Do you know for sure, without a doubt, where you're going when you leave this earth?
你是不是完全没有疑惑的知道你将来要去哪里？
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
I'll just ask as we bow our heads to spend a few moments.
当我们把头低下来的时候，我们这边自己这边啊，安静的。
This is a holy, holy time in the presence of God.
我们这就知道神与我们同在。
We've just heard His word and the truth about heaven and hell.
我们这边听到他自己的话语，听到他自己讲天堂跟地狱。
No one in this room has to go to hell.
在这我们中间的人，没有一个人将来需要去地狱。
No one in this room needs to go to hell.
也不需要去地狱。
So I want to ask you a question.
所以我今天要问你一个问题。
If you don't know for sure, without a doubt, where you're going, would you please raise your hand so we can talk together after church?
如果你没有把握知道你将来要去哪里的话，你愿不愿意把你的手举起来？我们愿意跟你谈。
Okay, do you know for sure, without a doubt, where you're going? If you don't, please put up your hand just so I know and I can talk to you after church.
所以你不如果不太知道你将来要去哪里的话，请你把手举起来，我们愿意跟你谈。
And of course, Pastor Chen is here.All the time, you can come talk to him about your salvation anytime God's dealing with you.
如果陈牧师在这边，所以呢，如果你愿意跟他谈的话，会跟你谈你的救恩。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你的话语。
It is powerful.
是非常有能力的。
It's clear.
是非常的清楚的。
Jesus, thank you for just giving us these facts.
感谢耶稣把这些真实告诉我们。
Telling us about these two men.
因为刚刚我们看到这两个人。
Who had two different eternities.
有两个完全不同的命运。
One is in glory now.
一个在荣耀里面。
One is going to be in torment for eternity.
另外一个在永恒里面一直被受折磨煎熬。
Lord, we all have a choice to make.
我们每一根都有一个选择。
Choose Jesus and live.
然后如果我们选择耶稣的话，我们就可以在永恒里面。
Because he died to cleanse us from all our sins.
因为他死了就是为我们的罪。
Or like the rich man, we can just ignore you and enjoy our money.
我们在像财主的话，我们也可以享受我们自己一生的财富。
Like the rich man, we can just be too busy to really seek you or serve you seriously.
我们可以非常的忙碌，然后没有时间去认识你，也没有时间去服侍你。
We make the choice while we're alive.
当我们在活着的时候，我们都要做一个选择。
But after we die, our eternal destiny can never change.
但是我们死了以后，我们就没有办法改变我们的命运。
Lord, and us who know these truths,
但帮助我们认识你的真理。
Help us care enough about the lost.
但真的让我们对失落的人关心。
To share this truth with them.
但愿意把这个真理跟他们分享。
For your glory.
但是因为你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
我们要祷告奉主圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.